today will surely bring its shares of doubts and concerns. So for now, let's pause for a moment of encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
Are you reaching forward or stuck in the past? Stop for a moment. Listen to the topic of this encouraging moment again and think about what is being asked. Are you reaching forward or stuck in the past? Now take a look at your life and seriously consider where you are mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. Where are you in each area? Most importantly, are you where God wants you to be? We need to walk with God mentally, thinking on those things above, according to Colossians chapter 3, verse 2. We need to walk with Christ physically. Don't walk, sit, or stand where you're not supposed to be, according to Psalms chapter 1, verse 1. We need to walk with Christ emotionally. Be at peace with others, according to Matthew chapter 14, verse 27. We need to walk with Christ spiritually, witnessing by the power of the Holy Spirit that is in you, according to Acts chapter 1, verse 8. The aforementioned is essential to the mission the Father sent Jesus Christ on. He came to the world and died that you and I would be free from the bondage of sin and death. He then gave you and I power and sent us out into the world to build on the foundation He laid. Again, I ask you this question. Are you reaching forward or are you stuck in the past? Are you reaching forward to fulfill the mission God sent you out on, or are you standing still focused on what someone else should or should not be doing? Are you reaching forward, not forsaking the assembling of the saints together, going to church? Or are you saying, I can watch the preacher at home on TV? The Christian life is serious business. It's not a game to be played. You and I must dedicate and commit our life, every fiber of our mind, body, and soul, for the cause of Christ. It's something each one of us can do if we reach forward and forget about what happened to us in the past. The past is important. Don't get me wrong, because we can learn from it. We can apply it to our lives today, and we can teach others. But the past is not more important than our future. So we reach forward with this thought. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called the children of God. Therefore, the world does not know us, because it did not know Him. Beloved, now are we children of God, and it has not yet been revealed what we shall be. But we know that when He is revealed, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. And everyone who has this hope in Him purifies himself just as He is pure, according to 1 John chapter 3, verses 1 through 3. Today and for the rest of your life, reach forward and take hold of Christ, not His hand, but seek His face. Just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing the main thing.
Join us each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement. Discover more when you download the free Tony Hare Ministries app on your mobile device. Hear the latest message, start your personal Bible reading plan, customize your private journal, and much more. Download the free Tony Hare Ministries app today.